I went into a deep crouch and waited for my opening. The blanket flapped in the breeze. I programmed all the launch data and exploded right into the middle of it. I tore into that thing. Boy, you should have seen me. Ripping and slashing, clawing and biting, growling, snarling, snapping. I caught those phantom ducks totally by surprise. And you won't believe this, but I swear it's the truth. Those ducks were so terrified, they dropped their feathers and flew away. Honest, no kidding. We're talking about ducks that abandoned their feathers and flew out of there naked. I counted 17 naked ducks leaving out, and boy, you talk about a pile of feathers. We had us one heck of a pile of feathers. Oh, and get this. Not one of those naked ducks dared to come back for his feathers. They were gone. History, out of there. They wanted no more of me. I could hardly wait to tell Ma. I knew she'd be thrilled. I ran to the porch and woke her up. I guess she thought I'd come for some milk because she... Well, she didn't seem real happy to see me, if you want to know the truth. In fact, she snarled at me.
Can a poor woman sleep around here? Go away, eat some dog food, chew a bone, get a job.
Hey, Ma, it's me, Hanky. I just beat up 37 phantom ducks. Her eyes came into focus. She stared at me.
Honey, you've got feathers all over your mouth. Now, what did you say?
At that very moment, my sister Maggie came rushing up.
Mama, Mama, someone tore up Mrs. Lester's goose down comforter.
Beaming with pride, I stepped forward. Relax, Mag. I was there and can tell you the whole story.